This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So most of the time when we talk about breastfeeding, we get in a lot of trouble. But this is not going to be one of those times because we are going to talk about it. We're going to let you guys do all the talking. And it's only going to be the fun goofiness of breastfeeding.
There we go. Gulp.
So you call now and tell us, here's why we're doing it. And it's not some court-ordered thing because we got in a lot of trouble on Twitter
right. The
last time we talked about breastfeeding. BuzzFeed did a thing about breastfeeding blenders.
Fun.
The weird, awkward moments that women have had while breastfeeding.
Yeah.
The first thing Steve always says whenever this comes up, you look at me as if every man has tried.
I have. Just admit it.
Not.
You have two kids.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you have.
You were curious.
Every guy is.
First, you know I have a white and creamy thing.
Yes.
You have an aversion. Yes.
Okay. And then secondly, I know on the female form, those are nowhere near their favorite.
Yeah.
But when she had to pump and then she asked you to grab the bottle out of the fridge, you would take a quick.
Oh my God.
You swing.
No.
You took a little. Just kind of squeeze.
No, I never did.
Just a little.
No.
Okay.
And you've never had kids. So when? When did you try it?
Because the lady I was with, I didn't know she was already in the process of becoming a mom. And so when we were doing things, I was caught up.
Can you just slow your roll just a little bit?
All right.
You just used a lot of words to say she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was lacked. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah. And so it was, when I was there and it came out, I was surprised. I'm like, wow. Whoa. Yeah. What?
And?
It's like warm sugar water. It's like watered down sugar. It's got a what?
That's not making this any better.
This is natural.
It's a miracle.
It's wonderful.
Right. So to give you an idea of what we want, we're going to read a few of the BuzzFeed things, but we need you on behalf of the sisterhood to tell us the goofy thing. Okay. Look, here's an example. This woman said, I had just worked an 8-hour shift. I forgot my pump and my nursing pads, so I was completely engorged when I finally got off of work. She got pulled over by a cop. She was nervous, so she, quote, let down. That means it starts to come out.
It just flies right out.
It's like no pressure. It just comes out?
Yeah, I guess gravity just...
For real.
Yeah.
Because the cop is there, she's trying to, like, stop it. So she puts her hands inside to like be the.
He thinks she's reaching for a.
Yes. He's like, get your hands out of there. So she takes her hands out and it's like removing her fingers from the dam. So
they're all sopped. They're sodden.
No, she said it let down everywhere. She was literally, she says, quote, plugging my nipples.
The cop says, is that sugar water?
Yes. So once she let down, the cop was like, oh, God, go. So
after, well, okay.
Look for this as seen on TV products. Wow. Slacker and Steve's fake boob let down.
The lactator.
For when you're getting, yes, you get pulled over by the cops. Like,
I don't know if it's,
you can go move on. Hold on, I got to make sure that's sugar water. Somebody else said they accidentally pulled out a breast pad instead of their debit card once.
Oh, they went to pay for something.
Well, they had their cards in their bra.
Oh, yeah, women would like to do that. And so she pulled out the... It's just... Like,
I don't know what sound a breast pad makes.
It's in my mind forever. It's that sound.
Somebody else said... Now, this I don't know if I believe. But she said she worked in a veterinarian's office.
Okay.
She was in the throes of nursing. And puppy cries... would cause her to let down
because they can smell or tell the puppies
something are, like her like that
Wow.
Because, you know, the baby can get a, like, but somehow.
Make a woman lactate.
Yes.
But so, oh, wait, so the puppies know.
The puppies, the sound of the puppies made her stuff.
I see. I thought the puppies were hungry and could tell that she was.
Oh, my God. There may have been a whole bunch of different weird biological. Yes. The puppies are like, she's, dude, she's holding. Is that what you say?
Yes.
When it's drugs?
Yes.
This is me asking Steve on the playground. Okay, I'm going to go up to him. What do I say? Do I ask him if he's lactating? No, ask him if he's holding. Oh, okay. Are you holding?
Or lactating?
Whichever, whatever you got.
I'll buy whatever.
Do you have something for me that involves? So this is where, okay, this could fail miserably. Well, because Steve and I, a lot of times when we're about to do something on the radio, we have an example where it's, oh my God, remember that one time me and you were at Target and you're like, whoa, it's breast milk everywhere from you. Remember? Remember that, Steve? Remember? We got nothing.
Absolutely.
I will say this, and it's not even that funny of it. It's not a funny story at all. I remember my wife. My wife gets insanely car sick.
Oh, okay.
If she's not driving. Like, if she's in the passenger seat, she feels like she has no control of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Which, side note to Steve, you constantly think my friends judge me because it's like people see you in the passenger seat. They think you got a DUI. Or something.
Yeah, they do.
No, my wife gets car sick. It's not like it's not me like acquiescing the throne to her or like saying I'm a criminal.
You look like you had a DUI.
No, I do not. I just heard she likes to drive.
Okay.
Anyway, I remember we were going somewhere. We're going to a fancy event or whatever. So we're all decked out. I'm in my DUI position of shotgun. And she's driving the car and
having to hold everything.
She's pumping. She's got the pump on her.
Oh,
the pump is plugged into the cigarette. There's gas. It's like the whole thing. And I'm just a worthless male sitting in the passenger seat. And you can see other cars looking at us going, what the hell's wrong with this guy? Why didn't he drive? I got a DUI, for Christ's sake. Get off of me. I didn't get a DUI.
Driving with her knee.
She's driving with her knees. She's reading a book, putting her makeup on, and breast pumping. God, I forgot the sound, but that's kind of it.
It's starting to make you lactate.
It is a little bit. Like a puppy's in the room. All right, so if you've got a fun, we'll read some more of these BuzzFeed ones, but if you've got a fun breastfeeding blunder type story, we'd love to hear it. Melissa?
Yay!
Breastfeeding blunders.
So my sister, I have two nieces, and I had gone over to their house, and she's like, "Hey, will you feed Coralie for me?" And she's on to cereal at that point. I'm like, "Of course." So you know, I'm curious. I tried her cereal, and my sister and her husband immediately start laughing, and Jesse's like, "You know, I made that with breast milk."
No!
Right?
You just ate your...
You liked it a little bit, Melissa.
No, I did it. And the sweetness that you speak of, I did not taste any sweetness. Like, it was so... I was like, oh, God, I just ate my sister's boop juice. Oh, dear.
Wow. Okay.
That's going to be written on your tombstone, by the way.
Boop juice.
I just ate my sister's boop juice.
They still make fun of me to this day. And Coralie is like a year and a half old. And this was probably when she was like a couple months old.
Did you let her try yours? Just to even things out?
My.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, that happened. That's real.
That's amazing. Thank you, Melissa.
It's natural. It's beautiful.
It's natural and beautiful, but I don't want to try it.
It just, you're curious.
I'm curious about a lot of things.
But not that. Huh.
Nicole?
Yay.
Breastfeeding. Blunders.
I was working after I had my baby, and for 6 months, I would sit in the same parking spot and talk to my sister while I pumped. And after 6 months of sitting there in the same spot and I was talking to my sister, I looked up and didn't realize the whole time I was parked directly in front of the garage security camera.
Score!
So you picked the one spot that is completely... So the security guys are like, hey, it's 6:30, man. Looks like Nicole's here.
12:30, turn it on.
Oh, Nicole.
You just picture all these dudes huddled right around the camera going,
no,
she has no idea. Oh, that's so sad.
A little awkward.
Thank you for the call, Nicole. Allie.
Yay.
Breastfeeding blunders.
So I work in construction consulting. So I pop around construction sites all day long. So I have my pump in the go, the car charger and everything.
Yep.
So normally when I get on site, I pull off a little secluded area, pretend I'm doing paperwork. And I was getting my pump on, and the foreman pulled up to my truck while I was pumping.
Uh-oh.
He's can I help you? You've been here sitting here for 20 minutes. Oh. What are you doing? And I was I'm pumping. I just had a baby, so I need to get this done before I can come talk to you. He was
you don't have enough for the rest of us, then.
You didn't learn sharing in school? What are you doing?
Oh, Allie.
That's awkward. Especially, I think, in a construction world, you're trying to, there's a bunch of sick, disgusting men.
Yes.
And you're hi, I'm still a girl. And I have to do a girl thing, and then I'll come. Oh.
Yeah, Allie,
that's great. Thank you for your blunder. Brenda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding blunder. What happened to you?
Well, I was in a pretty nice place with a sort of sheer blouse on. And the kids were like, I want pizza. And I got to flowing.
Wait, were they your own kids?
No.
Other people's children caused you to
It was a date night.
You're on a date. You heard the kids and they induced you to, God.
It was a nicer place, so that was a good thing. They had cloth napkins, so I was able to kind of bib myself.
Because you're wearing the sheer top, hoping to get a little action later on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty endowed. Looks like I could feed the whole army.
Wow, Brenda,
I didn't realize, but it's true. If puppies can make it happen.
Yeah, children crying and
other
stuff.
People's children would do it. Thank you for your blunder, Brenda. Sarah.
Yep.
Breastfeeding blunders. Guy, what was yours?
So I have a really forceful letdown, and I definitely was hanging out in my bed, sitting up, nursing my son on one side, while my other side decided to let down and sprayed milk everywhere, all across the bed.
Oh, my God.
Inside bed, it was literally all over the comforter.
Do you guys ever aim at something and just shoot? Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes. Laser beam,
right?
You better shut up, honey.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.